Blog Talk Radio. Today is Thursday, November 18th, 2021, and this is Foxology. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy Thursday to you and you and you and you and all the rest of you. How's everything going? Right? Good? Wonderful? Spectacular? Awesome? Amazing? Well, all righty then. So that means you're on the track to a pretty magnificent day, aren't you? Well, how about that? But did somebody say I'm not? Who said that? Listen to me. Just listen. Stop right there in your tracks and just listen. Every day will not feel like a holiday. But you know what? Glorify the God who has shown up in it anyway, and who will guide you all the way through it. I know a lot of something about that. I'm telling you, I had more days where lousy showed up and I just wasn't ready. Sometimes it was already there. But I tell you the truth, as I said, he will guide you through it. So you keep your chin up and you keep your hopes up and keep pushing through. It's a guiding principle that you don't want to let go of. Keep pushing through. And I'm going to just confess this and bless this over your day, that the rest of your day will be the best of your day, okay? All right. Well, listen to this. Do I have a special show for you today or what? My guest today is a legendary sports coach and a master at the mic. He is a renowned radio talk show host, talking loud and proud about sports and everything about the game and everything we should know about the game. In fact, yes, all of them, and taking turns at every opportunity possible to bring life and learning principles to his audience. He's quoted as saying the most important game that's being played in the world is the game of life. Wow, ain't that the truth? He knows the game of sports. He knows the game of life. And you know what else? Word out on the street is that his fashion game is real tight, too. How about that? Let's ask him. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome with me, Coach Butch McAdams. Thank you, sir, for joining me today.
Oh, I am so honored, and what an introduction. And, yes, along with sports, fashion is my passion. And I'm a poet and don't know it.
Yes, you do. Well, you know, I saw many a picture of you online. And I said, oh, he is bringing it, isn't he? They know. Look, they know when you show up.
Well, you know, I'm a product of the quote-unquote old school. My parents were both clothes horse, so to speak. And I grew up, as I said, in an area where you wanted to dress to impress.
Well, you sure making it happen, sir. I tell you. You and you know, you're not afraid of color.
No. I'm not afraid of color. I also believe that that shows creativity, and I always tell people that I have very few, if any, artistic talents. I can't draw. I can't sing. I can't play a piano. I'm not a great dancer. But the one gift I believe God gave me in terms of creativity is to be able to hook up pieces and match and blend and coordinate, as Fred Sanford would say, coordinate.
Well, it's looking good. You're doing it well.
Mm-hmm.
Your swag is off the chain.
Well, thank
you. That's for sure. Yes, indeed. Well, listen, there's quite a few things to talk about today. You know, you've got quite a history of just being in, you know, doing the things that you love. I mean, you have definitely been centered in that for life. And so I just want to talk about your backstory first, because you retired as a high school sports coach some years ago. But after 31 years of being the FIA teacher and the head basketball coach of that high school, that's pretty phenomenal. But let's even start before that. What brought you into that arena in the first place? Where were your roots?
Well, I'm a native of Washington, D.C., and I was very blessed to have an older brother, one sibling, but he was more like a second father because he was 19 years my senior, and he was a huge sports fan, as well as my dad. And so I grew up on Sundays. And they would be sitting in the living room watching the TV, and I would be in there playing with my toys, and I would hear the game, and I would watch their reactions to it, but I was just too young to understand what was taking place. Also, I had a godmother who was like an aunt. She was my mother's best friend. And she would take care of me when my mother was working. And I remember every year during the World Series, she would have the World Series on, and she was a Yankee fan. And as a kid, she would root for the Yankees, and the Yankees had colorful names. They had a player named Yogi Berra. They had Mickey Mantle. They had Whitey Ford. So As a kid, you know, Mickey Mouse, Yogi Bear, and, of course, Whitey. And so, consequently, I grew up rooting for the Yankees, and I just grew up a huge sports fan. And sports was so important in my life. And I tell people, other than my religious beliefs and my family, sports was third in my life. It was extremely important, and it was a carrot to the stick of academics. You know, I became an avid reader because of sports, reading sports magazines, reading the sports section in the newspapers, while my friends would go to the newsstand and they would buy comic books. I never bought a comic book in my life. They were buying comic books, Batman, Superman, etc. And I was spending money on sporting magazines.
Wow. Well, your destiny was set even before you knew it.
Yeah, and let me say this. Let me just add this. And I always give thanks to my parents. And the advice that I would give parents and have given parents as an educator, let your child pursue his or her passion, his or her aptitude. And I would imagine that my mom and dad would have loved for me to become Dr. McAdams or Attorney McAdams, but that was not my aptitude. My aptitude was sports, and my mother recognized this early on, and she allowed me to pursue my passion, i.e. my aptitude.
I think it's so important, so critical, what you just said. And I think right now everybody's so, you know, wanting to do what you just said, make their, you know, there's some type of prefix in front of their child's name or after, you know, some letters after it for their own personal prestigious look, I guess. And I don't mean that in any kind of negative way necessarily, because we need some doctors and lawyers and all those other special people. But I do think that a lot of children don't get the opportunity to truly follow their passion, where life is guiding them. And I'm hoping, and I've hoped this for many, many years, that there were, that would be testing and things like that made available in school where there, you know, you could tell where the gifts were, where the abilities were. You know, everybody's not a fabulous student necessarily, and some of them just don't have what it takes to do sports, and some of them don't have the drive to be a doctor or a lawyer. So I just admire the fact that your parents, your mom particularly, did recognize that in you. So when it became time for you to seek a higher call, or more to your calling, how did that happen? How did that door open?
Well, the door opened, but before I segue into that, let me just give you a very quick but interesting story that's, you know, pretty much appropriate for our previous conversation. As I said, as a youngster, sports was dominant in my life. And so fast forward some 40, 50 years later, we're at an event where a number of my elementary school classmates are there and one of our teachers. And so we're reliving and recalling old stories. And so I attended a Catholic school, and the teacher was a nun. And sister said, "Oh, yeah, I remember you, James is my formal name, James. You would always be absent opening day of the baseball season and the opening day of the World Series. You would stay home. You would get sick." And I said, "No, sister, I didn't get sick. I had an agreement with my mom that if I did well throughout the year, that she would allow me to, A, stay home and watch the opening day of Major League Baseball and the opening of the World Series." And then she laughed, and I said, "But sister, look at it. It paid off. I've got my own sports show." And then one of the ladies said, "Yeah, my father listens to you every night." So, yeah, I will always remember that. But I was blessed, and I will tell people that I can't take credit for any of my accomplishments, how little or how many. I just give all the honor and the glory to God and mm-hmm. Him directing me. But I played sports as a youngster and was okay, but I was not physically gifted. I was a very skilled young athlete. But I was not a fast runner. I was not a high jumper, et cetera. But I understood the game very well, and I loved the game. And so long story mm-hmm. short, my church, as I said, I was Catholic. My church had a seventh and eighth grade basketball team, young men who were 13 and 15 years of age. And they were looking for a coach. And the pastor of the church approached me multiple times about coaching. Now, I'm 19 years old. I just turned 19. And he said, "Hey, I want you to coach the team." I said, "I don't want to coach." And he was relentless. He kept coming, and he had my friends come at me. So finally, I said, "Okay, I'm going to do it just to get you off my back. But once I do it, then that's it. Don't ask me anymore." Well, I did it. And it was fantastic. And afterwards, we had a talk. He said, "You know what? I knew I could see it. You were natural. You enjoyed. The young men enjoy having you as their coach. I think you can do this long term." And so that's how I got the idea that I wanted to coach, and I wanted to be an educator. I wanted to make a difference.
Yes, yes, and that turned out to be a pretty illustrious career for you as well, many years later.
Yeah, yeah. I've only had two jobs in my entire life, and that's education and radio. And I've always would tease people and say a 9-to-5 would kill me. I don't know what a 9-to-5 is like. And I've never worked a day in my life. And when I would go and address youngsters' career days, one of the first things I would say is, hey, I've never worked a day in my life. And I said, well, let me explain. I'm not a bum. I'm not a freeloader. But when you do something that you enjoy, you never work a day in your life.
Yeah, indeed. You know, I saw something yesterday. I'm going to paraphrase it. I'd like to have your thoughts about this and maybe share a couple or few principles regarding it. But I saw something yesterday as I was scanning through some reading on the Internet. But it said kids can learn more about life being on a team than they can anywhere else. And I thought, you know, that is so profound because sports offers us so much depth about, you know, beginning things and winning things and everything in between. And I thought, you know what, I've got to jot that down because I know somebody who can give us some more insight into that and some thoughts and theories. So what do you say about that?
Absolutely. And I've always said that every boy and girl, regardless of skill level, regardless of interest, should play at least 1 year of team sports because of the, as you alluded to, the tremendous valuable carryover qualities in life, discipline, cooperation, teamwork, et cetera. And these are the things that we all need to be productive and successful in life as adults. I remember one time, program director said, I can tell the people who played sports versus the ones who didn't. And I asked him, I said, well, why is that? He said, because when you play a sport, you're used to taking directives from an individual, i.e. a coach. When you play a sport, it's not about you, it's about the team. And so I just believe that the life lessons and participating on a team sport is so valuable. No question about it. None.
What would you say would be some of the more important and emphatic things that maybe you put across? I mean, you literally influenced, you know, tremendous amount of kids, and you're doing it on the radio with a tremendous amount of adults every day. What are some of the more important things? You mentioned discipline. You mentioned teamwork, cooperation. And when I heard you say those three, I thought to myself, boy, if everyone could truly grasp what that means for life, wow, we'd be living in a different world.
I would concur. It's not about you or me all the time. And it's about us. And it's about, if you look at the Bible, and there's so many quotes in the Bible that goes back to the greatness of an individual is not about his or her accomplishments, but how he or she assisted others in greatness. And I just think that sport teaches us that. In other words, that, for example, you can be Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan needed Scottie Pippen and other people to be great. Every single great athlete needs a supporting cast. And every great team has one main ingredient, and that's chemistry, working together. And in order to work as a team, you have to be unselfish, and there's a certain amount of sacrifice you have to make. And some people are willing to do it, and some are not. And that's in sport, and that's in life.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, I think then that probably happens, what happens with those of that don't get it is they learn the hard-headed way. When you find that you're not, going with the flow of life and learning, you get your head knocked up against several situations pretty easily until you really do get it. But I think as you just explained, sports can teach you a lot about prepping for when things do tend to swing your way, perhaps adversely, because you don't win every single game that you're out there to win. And I'd like to kind of have you talk about that a little bit, both from the perspective of actual team play and life, the game of life. You know, so many people are getting up every day, going through their days right now. Life has taken such a spin, a whirl with all that's happened in the last couple of years, and many people are starting over, and many people are just starting to, find their way back on the field in the game. And what have you said to people, or what would you say to people who are just getting their bearings and getting back in the way that you might coach a team that maybe at halftime they were losing, but they've got the other half now that they've got to play. What would be some of the advice or encouragement that you would offer?
Well, and again, going back to what we had alluded to earlier about the importance of playing sport, and sport is a microcosm of life, I had a lot of mottos, and one of the mottos would be, the road to success or the elevator to success is always out of order. You have to take the steps,
mm-hmm.
meaning that
mm-hmm.
because you have a setback does not mean that it's the end, okay? And I would always say jokingly, I've never lost anything in my life. I've just ran out of time. And you learn every single game. After every game, I would come into the locker room, whether we won or lost, and I would go over the things that led to the outcome. If we won a game, I would look at, hey, the hustle, the intensity, the focus, the lack of turnovers. If we lost the game, I would come in hypothetically and say, look at our field goal percentage. Look at the number of balls that we threw away. And we can't do this. And life is the same way. And for me, I practice the three P's. And I learned the three P's earlier in life. I was probably about 8 years old, where I failed my first spelling test of the year. And my mother saw it, and she said, hey, this is not acceptable. She said, I tell you what we're going to do. She said, the first thing we're going to do, we're going to say a quick prayer. And we did. But immediately after the prayer, she said, now we're going to study the list of words that could be on the next test. And from that experience stayed with me in any endeavor in life, be it a class, be it a game or be it a radio show. Prayer, preparation, performance.
Mm.
In that order.
Mm-hmm. So you would say to people right now, of course, you know, just based on your, you know, spiritual foundation,
mm-hmm.
not everybody has that either, but I know you and I both encourage that and so many others. Preparation plays a huge part. I mean, you can't come out of a situation that we've been in the last couple of years and try to, you know, get through it blindly. It makes sense to assess, you know, what has happened and what are your best plays going to be, trying to get yourself where you'd like to be. So I think that was that's really, really awesome. I think when it's done that way, you can't help but get your footing back. Well, I know I don't need to ask this question, but I'm going to ask it anyway because you because you may have something that I don't know about, but I'm wondering, is there anything next or new for you? And I don't mean like totally out of the arena that you're doing, but anything that might be coming up or anything new that you'd like to share?
Well, you know, I'm a believer in staying in my lane, and I get
mm-hmm.
calls quite often about possible new projects, et cetera. But to be honest, I've been blessed. At this stage in my life, I'm very comfortable at what I'm doing. And so
mm-hmm.
I don't foresee any new projects on the horizon, but I do foresee expanding the lane that I'm currently in, meaning my Sunday radio show, my podcast, and my broadcast that I do weekly in North Carolina.
Mhm. Mhm. You know, that's a lot to have going, sir. And I tell you, it's been a blessing having you as my special guest today. I ask most every guest if there's any particular, you know, parting words that they'd like to share. You've said so much already, but perhaps there's a nugget that you would like to leave everyone with.
Well, I'm going to leave two nuggets. The first nugget, I believe, is the most important characteristic that we all can possess is humility. Remain humble.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
the second nugget is, and I'm going to quote from the great legendary college basketball coach, John Wooden, and he had a saying, it's what you learned after you know it all that counts.
That's good. That's really good.
Now, I didn't want to leave you with my sign-off, that I do every show. And that is, and it sounds humorous, but if you think about it, to me it makes great sense. And I got this years ago from Red Fox, and he said, make good decisions because life is hard, but it's even harder when you're stupid.
Well, we sure thank Red Fox for that one because he is sure on point with that. No doubt about that. Coach, I appreciate you. I appreciate your time. I appreciate the talent you have for what you do. I appreciate your sharing so much of what you did today. I feel uplifted and enlightened just hearing everything that you had today. So thank you so very much. I'm going to look forward to staying connected and looking forward to, you know, bringing you back at some point in time to talk some more, because this is the kind of stuff I love to talk about. So,
well, hey, I'm just a phone call away.
Okay.
All right. Thank you. God bless.
All right, you too. And I want to thank all of you, too, for being with me today, hanging out. Didn't you enjoy that conversation? Isn't that quite an awesome individual? So honored to have him as a special guest today. Listen, be sure you share that too. I encourage you to do that. Share the link and let people know what's going on here on Foxology. You know I'm bringing it. People know what they don't tell people. But you know, I don't play with this. I try to bring you some really good stuff that's going to make a real impact, real difference, bring some influence into your life and heart and mind and all of that. So I hope you do tell somebody about it. I also want to tell you, you know, I've got books on Amazon. Yes, I do. What is Faith and Stay in the Ring? All you have to do is go to Amazon.com and put in that search bar, Silver Ray Fox Books, and voila, there I am. Yeah, my books displayed in living color, and they're pretty too. Yeah, they are. So, you know what, I wouldn't mind if you got a copy of each one of those. I promise you, you will be all the more enlightened because you did. They're good books. That's what I've heard. I also have a couple of really great blogs. One of them is Foxology. You can get that one at SilverRayFox.com. I've written a ton of articles there to just bless you with insight, again, empowerment, personal self-esteem, professional self-esteem, all of that kind of stuff. It's really, you know, I'm probably tooting my own horn a little much, but you know that's because I can. So check it out as well and have some fun reading there. I also have another blog, faithishowwelive.blogspot.com. faithishowwelive.blogspot.com. And I throw a little something in there every day to give you a little bit of inspiration. And you know, sometimes on any given day, all you need is a word. Sometimes there's a, you know, a little bit more said, and sometimes it's just a few words. But you know, I've learned over the course of life, sometimes all you need is just a word. So I do that. Again, that is faithishowwelive.blogspot.com. Okay, well, Thanksgiving is coming up next week, and I am going to bring you a Master Your Mindset edition, and I will be talking about gratitude. So listen. And listen up for the details about that. That's going to be a whole lot of fun. But in the meantime, I'm hoping you have the most amazing, awesome, incredible day. You be good, you be blessed, and be awesome.